Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Check one, check two, check. Hey, is this thing even on?
What is up?
Hey, it's Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the number one, numero uno podcast on iTunes and all around the world globally right now to millions of people listening worldwide. I want to welcome you to the Everyday Saturday podcast. It's Friday, October 6th. That's my best attempt to sound like a 16-year-old girl. It's Friday, October 6th, 2017. It's homecoming weekend in Loveland, Ohio. So let me tell you, drama is in full effect at the Crowley compound right now. We've got a 16-and-a-half-year-old girl going to the homecoming dance. We've tried on 1,700 different dresses and combinations. And you know me, I am just so forgiving about all that stuff because I never major in minor things, right? Holy cow. Get me some testosterone, somebody, please. I've got four daughters, a wife, and two border collies, both of which are female. Welcome to Estrogen, Ohio. That's not what the show's about. Let's get into it, all right? It's Friday. It's Friday. I say that tongue-in-cheek. Maybe you say Friday. Not to judge. Just seems kind of teeny bopperish to me. But what if there wasn't a day on the calendar? What if this was Monday? You know how you would feel if today was Monday, right? Oh, I never got that. I just never got that. Even when I was in a job, I'd go into work Monday because I would sit around on the weekend. And look, there was a lot of my career that I loved working. I loved having a sales job. Sales is great. If you've never been in sales, if you've never had to persuade somebody to buy something based on the benefits of your product or your service, you're really missing out. And I know there's a lot of people out there that say, I'm not really good at sales. I don't want to be a salesperson. Well, you know, in every facet of life, we're getting sold. You walk into the store, either you're going to sell the person on why you don't want to buy whatever it is they're selling, or they're going to sell you on why you should. Look, if you're married, somebody got sold, you know? That's just the way it is, baby. But don't run away from sales. You really ought to embrace sales because once you understand, and this isn't a sales show, but I really should do a sales show because my entire career, I've been in sales. And I was pretty damn good at it. And I'm not saying that to be arrogant. I'm just saying I figured out that my personality and my authenticity, once I really packaged that with the product that I was selling, it was game on, man. Never missed a sales quota after that. Once I figured out that I didn't have to follow the script that the company gave me, that I just tapped into my God-given personality, my trait, my type. And look, if I was an introvert, it'd be the same way. I would geek out, wear the pocket protector, a pair of black glasses with some white tape in the middle, and I would geek it all out, man. I'd look like Ed Gremley on Saturday Night Live. Date reference. Okay, late 80s, Ed Gremley, Martin Short, one of the funniest characters on Saturday Night Live. YouTube it, kids, okay? But embrace sales. Here's how you do really well at sales. This is my 22nd sell anything, anytime, anywhere. Be yourself, okay? And then take the product, the service, whatever it is that you're selling. If that's you, if it's coaching, that's even easier because you're selling your intellectual property. Hey, by the way, real quick. Would you like to work with me one-on-one? That's not a sales pitch. I mean, I guess it kind of is a call to action. I'm looking for somebody, man. I am having the time of my life coaching people. We're building sales funnels online for individuals. We're developing their intellectual property and helping them get out there now and make every day Saturday and really harness the power of their passion. I think of guys like Brandon and Jeremy and girls like Katie and Samantha and Leanne. Ozzy in the UK, Dave Down Under. I know they all listen to the show. I want to give them a shout out if I've missed anybody. Shelly in Vancouver, all of you guys and girls. As recently as people have come on just on board last week, okay? I love working with you. I need you to know that. I need you to hear that. You have made my 2017 so much better because we have worked together. And I mean that. If I haven't told you that, I mean that. And I want to work with you. you right now listening. It's not free, so don't apply if you don't have money. You know, I have a family of six, as I mentioned. I feed them by speaking, coaching, and consulting. But I'm going to rock your world. I'm going to build out your intellectual property. I'm going to show you how to speak on stage, on webinars, how to create a presentation. Oh, Hans as well. My man Hans in Carolina. Shout out to Hans. He's awesome. All these guys and girls, man, they're going to crush it. But I want to help you bring your message out. I want to show you how to podcast, what I do every single day. I want to show you how easy it is to make Every Day Saturday. Send me an email, would you please? Just send it to sam@everydayissaturday.com if you're feeling led to work with me one-on-one. And I want to get back to you over the weekend or whenever you get to. Look, you might be listening to this podcast 6 months from now. Just send me an email, sam@everydayissaturday.com. Put coaching in the subject line and then tell me a little bit about yourself. Okay, and where you want to go. And that's it. I'll get back to you. Promise. Promise I will. And if you've done that already and I haven't, call me out. You know, I get a ton. I get over, I don't even know, a couple hundred emails a day. I try to sift out the ones that have coaching or podcasting or something like that in there. So if I missed your application or your inquiry, send it again. All right. And if it's simply, Sam, I'm broke and I want to coach, I'll reply nicely. I'm not going to make fun of you and say, hey, it costs money. No, no, no. But ideally, yeah, we do need to work together to get your message out there to help you make Every Day Saturday. What if the calendar, getting back to today's message, what if it didn't say Friday? What if it said Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday? You're allowing those days of the week, that connotation that's been programmed into your mind, dictate how you're going to get up out of bed, what you're going to focus on. On Mondays, what do you focus on? You focus on the week what? Ahead. On Fridays, what do you focus on? The week end. Why does Friday got to be the weekend? And look, this isn't some woo-woo, schmoozy, woozy. It's really... it's a change in thinking. It's a paradigm. I've worked 12-hour days on a Saturday before. Oh, hold on a minute, Sam. Hold on. Wait, 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 wait. Aren't you the Every Day is Saturday guy? Yeah. Meaning, if I want to work on a Saturday, I'll work on a Saturday. Maybe my kids were in, you know, a lacrosse game or traveling, or my daughter's in academic club and she's gone, or maybe Susan's home with Angela all day long. Maybe we worked it out ahead of time on a Tuesday. And I told my wife that, hey, honey, I'm Saturday. I'm got to go. Like this weekend, I got to write the Momentum Club magazine. I'm writing October's edition. By the way, those of you that missed September's, you missed a pretty damn great magazine. Also, a Momentum Club member, you get tickets to my live event in Atlanta coming up in 3 weeks. 3 weeks from this weekend, October 27th and 28th. Join the Momentum Club for $47. You kidding me? Go to mymomentumclub.com. Mymomentumclub.com. Join. Meet me in Atlanta. At the very least, get this month's edition of Momentum Magazine, and you'll still see the Facebook Live video I did yesterday inside our private Facebook group. I do them every single week to inspire you and teach you and train you all about what I mean, if you like this podcast, Momentum Club's for you. Go to mymomentumclub.com and just go inside the Facebook group and love it up, man, and get the magazine, the live event tickets, whatever, dude. I'm telling you, you're going to love it. But change the date. How you feel today on Friday is how you should feel 3 days from now. Okay, now I get it. There's going to be times you wake up, Monday sucks, just because you got something going on a Monday. But when the calendars were made, man, I don't think anybody made Monday to suck any worse than Friday or Saturday. Okay. Now, it's good for my brand that Mondays suck because it brings in a lot of traffic, brings in a lot of sales. However, I don't look at Mondays any differently than I do on a Friday, except I know my kids are going to be home from school today for the weekend. And we got a long weekend. It's a holiday on Monday coming up. But think of it differently. How about do something differently tomorrow? Tomorrow is Saturday. And if you're catching this podcast on a Tuesday, Wednesday, just put this in your head, okay? Why don't you treat Saturday like a Monday and say, I'm going to work my ass off today all day long, and I'm going to move the ball forward in my business, in my exercise, whatever it is, whatever facet of life you want to get after it on, because you really do have that freedom. It's been programmed into our minds since we were a little kid, because most of us grew up in the industrial age, myself included, where, you know, the only reason jobs were created to go to at 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning is because of childcare. They had to coordinate what time you go to work with what time you drop your child off. And so we discovered this industrial age where, okay, we're going to drop my child off for the day at 8 a.m. So my job's going to start at, throw a dart here, 9 a.m. Okay. And then I'm going to pick my kid up from the babysitter daycare at, I don't know, 5:30, so let's end it at, throw a dart again, at 5 p.m. Yeah. And that's kind of how this whole thing started, working 9 to 5. Okay, that isn't even close to how life is now, okay? We can work remotely. You can literally, if you wanted to. I mean, look, let me tell you something. If I was 25 years old again, I would be, and I'm telling you, I'm not blowing smoke up your skirt, okay? If I was 25 years old again, now listen to me, 25-year-olds. I would be living in a different location every month. I'd be in the Florida Keys. I would be in Galveston, Texas. I would be in Phoenix. I'd be in Palm Springs. I'd be in Vegas.
Playing craps.
And I would be in Seattle, Washington, Minnesota, depending on what time of the year. All the way across, man, I would find a different location to work because I'd be free. And it's so easy now to be connected, to work, to do all of this stuff remotely that there's no need to go to a 9-to-5 anymore, you know? And I say all of this because I don't want to sound like some arrogant jackass, all right? I'm not out here pushing any, look, I'm not even here to sell anything, okay? I'm not here to sell anything other than the fact that you can absolutely work remotely if you want to. No more days of the week on the calendar. Doesn't matter if there's 30 days in a month, 31 days in a month. None of that matters to you. What matters to you is that you get off your rusty duff and move a little bit forward to doing what it is that you really love to do. And don't ask for permission, okay, from people, especially people that have never taken a chance. I'm always amazed that, you know, we go to our family members or our friends that have never taken a shot at anything in life and said, hey, do you think this is a good idea? Hell no, they're not going to agree with you because it's too risky. Look, there's risk and there's risky. There's going to be risk involved in anything, okay? There's risk in driving your car. Okay, that's risk. Risky is driving your car blindfolded after you've downed a fifth of Jack. You know what I mean? So don't do risky stuff, but take risk. It's perfectly okay. And the one thing I want you to do, treat tomorrow. If you're listening to this on a Friday, treat tomorrow, Saturday, as a regular work day and just see how you feel at the end of the day. All right? You're going to like it. You're going to say, damn, I got really productive on a Saturday. Try it out. Would you do that? Go to mymomentumclub.com. Join us. There's so much value. Just look at that page, and you'll see it all there. I want to see you inside the Momentum Club. And also, if you want to work together one-on-one, I'm looking for one person. I'm looking for one person who really has just got to get after it in a big, big way. We'll get you there. I have no problem. We'll get you there. All right? It's Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.